And just across from MetLife Stadium, we welcome you to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center for the first installment of Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Network. Hello again, everyone. So glad you can join us. I'm Bob Papa. For 20 nights during Training Camp 2015, we'll get you up to date on everything that happened throughout the course of practice. We'll bring you player interviews. We'll hear from Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, trying to get you ready for the 2015 New York Football Giants season. I'd like to welcome in my co-host for the very first show of 2015, Super Bowl champion offensive lineman Sean O'Hara. And Sean, it's tough to believe that we had a Super Bowl champion crowned in Phoenix back in February, and here we are with the start of yet another season. What's the thing that gets you excited about training camp to start?
Well, yeah, it's upon us already. It does feel like in a blink of an eye, but training camp, you know, the smell of the grass, hearing the pads hit, you know, the energy and the excitement, the rush. Every team is undefeated right now. But I have fond memories of training camp, just spending time with guys, focusing on football, basically 24 hours a day. That's really what everybody's thinking about right now.
You know, and obviously the Giants want to get back into the postseason. They've had a couple-year drought. So that has been the focus throughout the entire part of this offseason. And Giants general manager Jerry Reese says that this team is pointed in the right direction and ready to go with 2015.
We always have high expectations here, and that will never change. We always have like high expectations, and we expect that, you know, our coaches to perform high. You know, John Mara expects me to perform high. We expect our coaches to perform high. We expect our players to perform high. So our expectation is always high here. And, again, we want to go out there and compete for the division and get a chance to get in the tournament.
And that is something that the Giants desperately want to do, get back into the tournament and make a run at it. But it starts with training camp. That is the foundation for your season. That's where you want to get things going. And, Sean, when you think about training camp, what are some of the things that this football team and the coaching staff in particular want to get done in these first couple days of camp?
Well, Bob, training camp is all about competition. You want to see guys compete. It brings out the best in everybody. So there's a lot of competition going on this team, both sides of the football. But it's also about establishing an identity. And that's what this offense is trying to do. We saw them struggle last year with a new offense. Defensively, we want to see them establish what kind of defensive front are they going to be. How are they going to be against the run? But in the first couple of days, Bob, it's all about establishing a work ethic together, a standard of excellence. But it's also about we're trying to get each other better for the season. So you have to learn how to work together, how to practice together. You want to make your teammates better, but you don't want to put your teammate at a risk of a possible injury. So it's all about working together and getting the football, you know, the football feet underneath you, we used to say. Get your feet underneath you and get ready to play some football. Nobody on the ground. You'll hear Coach saying all the time, stay up. He's talking about the big boys.
And it's also about holding each other to a high standard, isn't it? Whether it's in the meeting room or on the practice field, if the guy next to you isn't paying attention in the meeting or isn't getting things done on the practice field, peer pressure is kind of what makes you practice better, perform better, so you can get ready for the season.
Yeah, I think this is training camp is where your veteran leaders will step up because your coaches lead in the meeting rooms. And, you know, Coach Coughlin does a great job of getting everybody on the same page. But in the huddle, it's the players. And when you're on the field, the coaches are off to the sideline. It's your veteran players that really set up, hey, we're setting the bar right here. We're not going to allow ourselves to come out here and flop around. We've got a standard of excellence. We're going to set the bar high. And every day we come out here, we're going to make sure that everybody is playing and practicing at that level.
All right, it's time for the news of the day. And Giants first-round draft pick Ereck Flowers did not participate in practice today, holding him out for precautionary reasons. So that meant that another former first-round pick, Justin Pugh, moved out to the left tackle spot. And, Sean, listen, it's one of those situations where Pugh is a guy that has played on the right side, but he looked pretty comfortable on the left side today.
Yeah, Pugh looked really good at left side. And you know, he talking to Justin, he feels more comfortable in a left-handed stance. And, you know, you see him doing some handwork drill right there. And I think for Justin, he's really showing his versatility. But I think it's opening up an opportunity. Anytime somebody misses practice, anytime somebody misses snaps, it's an opportunity for a younger guy to step up and possibly show the coaches, show the personnel, the front office what you can do.
Now, he got into a little scruffle with DeMontre Moore.
Good to see
too.
That, Bob.
There was a little fight in training camp today between DeMontre Moore and Justin Pugh. So early in camp, some tempers sparking, but that's because Pugh was having a pretty good day.
He was having a good day. And on that particular play, he actually dumped DeMontre. So that's kind of why he was mad. And you know what? I think every coach wants to see players stick up for themselves and stick up for each other. So the fact that there was a little scuffle, I think that's good to see. It also lets us know that we're starting to get into the grind of training camp where people are getting a little bit testy and a little bit edgy.
All right, but here is the really cool thing about that little scuffle, because I was standing on the sidelines, and after it had happened, the starting offense and defensive players had come over to the side, and Justin Pugh was walking down the sideline, and he and DeMontre Moore wound up having a big laugh. One of the guys said to the other guy, hey, you know, I'm glad it was you. And they laughed about it, and they let bygones be bygones. So even though they mixed it up, kind of what you talked about, all still working for a common cause.
Yeah, and I think that they respect each other, and they understand that, you know, listen, Justin knows we need DeMontre Moore. We've got to step up, especially not having JPP here. DeMontre Moore knows, look, Justin Pugh is a very valuable component to our offense. So they respect each other a lot, but they're competitors, and I think it's great. It says a lot about the fact that they're both three-year players, but they have the experience and the attitude that we're willing to put this behind us.
All right, I have one more question about the offensive line, because it's a treat to have you here. Obviously, there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of unanswered questions with Will Beatty out for injury.
Yeah.
Got Jeff Schwartz on the right side, whether it's Marshall Newhouse at right tackle or it's John Jerry moving Schwartz out. What did you see out there as far as competition today?
Well, there's a competition at right guard. You mentioned Jeff Schwartz, John Jerry. They're trying to figure out what's going to be the best fit there. I think they later on in practice, we saw them move Jeff Schwartz out to right tackle just to see, hey, is he better at right guard or right tackle? And really, the competition is going to be at right tackle. And I think Marshall Newhouse, it's up to him to try to lock that spot down. I really like what I'm seeing from Weston Richburg moving over from guard to center. And listen, they want Flowers to be in a left tackle. So if as long as he's healthy, Justin Pugh, I think, is the starting left guard. So there shouldn't be a whole lot of competition there.
All right, time for sights and sounds of training camp 2015 and the first 3 days for the Big Blue.
Cameraman, what's up, baby? See that right there?
That's all that matter. Look at that. Don't look at me.
Here we go. Let's go. We got a beautiful day of work.
Drive him back. Push.
You don't want to just cause these steps, just turn it into an open end. Because what they gonna do, they gonna club you real quick and then they gonna stack you.
All right.
Trying to get this thing where it's competitive and fast on both sides of the ball.
That's it. Be violent with him. Be violent with him.
Sit up.
There you go.
Gloves up. That's gloves up. This is not gloves up. That's gloves up. Everybody get him up.
Just a small taste into the sights and sounds of training camp 2015 as the Giants are underway here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We're just getting started here on the program. When we come back, we'll settle in and hear from the head coach of the New York Football Giants. Tom Coughlin is going to join us each and every week here on Giants Training Camp Live. We'll sit down and talk with the two-time Super Bowl champion head coach coming up next here on MSG Networks.
training camp live here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We're joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin. And, Coach, a couple practices under your belt. What are some of the things that you look for early in training camp from your team?
Conditioning, thank you very much. You know, they did come back in good shape. We had nobody overweight. That's a good start. The first 2 days, they handled it very well. I thought there was a little fatigue yesterday. We adjust as we've done, you know, with all this scientific stuff we have going on. We've made adjustments in our practice schedule. This will be a real good one. This is a longer one. And our goal is to prepare ourselves for two-hour practices when we get out to Cincinnati. So I'd say we're on schedule to be there.
Coach, last year so much was made about the new offense and everybody having to learn it. As you embark upon this training camp here in year number two under Ben McAdoo's offense, from a comfort level, knowing that your quarterback has digested so much of it, how much easier is that to sort of spread the gospel to any of the new pieces here?
Well, what happens is it goes in faster. You know, the information is from the coaches to the players goes in, you know, very quickly. And those guys that are on the fringe, new people, or that perhaps didn't learn it as well as they should the first time through, they've got that spring work and now the fall work, and so it seems to be going in well. You know, I really like a couple of things we've done. We did it right away in the spring when Ben was first here. The first day on the field, no huddle, you know. So not only do you have to learn the entire understanding of formations, and it's a very verbal offense, the verbalization of everything, but now the code words and the signals come into effect. So on the first day, they're out there with the whole thing going. I like it because it's made our players a little bit sharper in terms of being able to comprehend and go on the field and do it right away. So it's been a good thing. And it's good for our defense, too.
Right. And speaking of defense, you have a new coordinator in Steve Spagnuolo, someone that's been here before. Are a lot of things from a verbiage standpoint similar to when he was here originally?
Well, what Steve has done is taken an overall look at everything and massaged some of the terms to his liking, left some the way they were so that the players didn't have everything to learn all at once. Now, a lot of the pressure package will be what he has brought, but I like the way he's gone about it, and the players seem to be reacting well to it.
Final question. One of the things that you always love about your football teams is to be physical at the point of attack, be able to run the football. In today's NFL, how do you create that environment so that you can get that mindset with your team and work your team when you're limited to how you can work them?
Well, that's a very good question, one which is difficult to answer. You know, you're on the practice field a limited amount of time. You obviously can't do the things you always want to do every day in practice, but you have to continue to sell it and advance it. And you're looking for balance. You know, you know, you come up against teams sometimes, you're not going to be able to run it very well. They're better. Some of them are better up front than you are. So you have to find other ways. But you have to be prepared. You know, you're talking about after Thanksgiving, you'd like to be able to handle the weather better. And so the balance is real good for a couple of days here on the practice field. We've had pretty good balance, and it's got to be continued.
Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes.
Thanks, Bob.
That's New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from general manager Jerry Reese as we continue with Giants training camp live here on MSG2.
Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.
Fired up to be back here on Giants training camp live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Practice done for the day for the New York Giants. We've got 20 shows for you on your home for everything that is the New York Giants, the MSG Networks. Well, obviously in the offseason, the Giants made moves with the roster and also with the coaching staff to try to get the defense back to playing at a level in which the Giants feel they can play championship football. Enter Steve Spagnuolo, the former defensive coordinator, back with the Big Blue. Sean, what are some of the things that Spags will bring to this team to get this defense to play at a high level?
Well, number one, Bob, Steve is aggressive. And you know, if it's third down and the game's on the line, you know he's bringing the heat. He came to the Giants the first time from the Eagles, and he was working under Jim Johnson, the late Jim Johnson. And it was pressure as much and as often as you can. Talking to Spags now, you know, he's kind of added some wrinkles. And his time down with the Saints and his time with Baltimore, you know, he's not just a 4-3 scheme defensive coordinator now. He's sprinkling in some 3-4 schemes, trying to confuse offenses. So it's going to be a much different defense now, a little more diversity, if you will, with how he uses defensive ends, linebackers. So I think that the defensive players are really going to like the aggressiveness. They're going to like the diversity, having a chance to put their hand in the ground if they're a linebacker or stand up if they're a defensive end.
Now, when Spags was with the Giants the first time, he had Michael Strahan, one of the most prolific pass rushers in the NFL, OCU Manura in his prime, Justin Tuck just
Young
waiting
Tuck.
To bust out, and he had Mathias Kiwanuka. He had a lot of different weapons. Obviously, it's a different roster right now. One of the guys that the Giants are hoping to have back is Jason Pierre-Paul. Obviously, his situation has been well chronicled. So Giants senior VP and general manager Jerry Reese addressed the JPP situation this weekend.
I wish Jason nothing but the best. You know, it's a traumatic situation that he, you know, it was an accident. And, you know, it's plenty of people have opinions about it. But my heart goes out to him. You know, for a young man to have a traumatic event like that in his life, it's life-changing for him. And I hope and pray for the best for him. That's what I can say about that.
And Jerry Reese appeared on Boomer and Carton's WFAN radio program earlier this morning, and he said that he added to the fact that he did speak to Jason Pierre-Paul, and in typical Jerry Reese and Giants style, would not elaborate. So that's between he and I, and that's as far as he would take it. So the question remains right now. He's got the franchise tag. He's obviously got to overcome this injury. So where does that leave the Giants, Sean, as far as guys that they have here in camp that can get after the quarterback, and what's the pecking order that you see here?
Well, I think first and foremost, they're looking for DeMontre Moore to step up, and you know, they drafted him with high expectations. I think he has all the tools. He has the skill to really be an every-down defensive end for them. But I think the guy that they're going to lean on, too, is Cullen Jenkins. And Cullen slimmed down. He's a veteran. You know, the guys in that defensive line room really look up to him. But it's going to be kind of by committee. And I think they're really trying to figure out, hey, who's going to fit best in our defense and who's going to fit best for what Spags wants to do. So it's a big void to fill with just one guy because Jason Pierre-Paul is a very special player. You know, they're hoping that he can come back. And, you know, I think that Robert Ayers is a guy. He's a former first-round pick with the Denver Broncos. So he has the talent as well. He's got to stay healthy. They have a lot of guys in there, and I think it goes back to what we started the show with, competition and training camp. That's really what they're hoping will bring out the best.
All right. Now, you're not going to get a team in obvious passing situations if you don't stop the run. 2 years ago, the Giants were fantastic against the run. Last year, one of the worst in the NFL. Enter John Beeson coming off injury. How important is Beeson to the entire operation of that front seven?
Well, Beeson, you know, he's vocal, and I think he's confident. That allows him to be vocal. But number one, you have to get everybody lined up. John Beeson does a great job of that. I think John Beeson, even though he's not one of the biggest linebackers in the league, he brings a punch. And I can remember when he was in Carolina. He's a thumper. He's not scared to come up and hit you, but he can also play sideline to sideline. So Beeson, you know, he really is their veteran presence in there. They've got some young guys behind him, so a lot of pressure is going to be on him to get everybody fired up, to get everybody on the same page. But they really need him to come downhill and stuff the run.
Yeah, and he gets everybody lined up, gets everybody in the right spot, and is just one of those leaders. I mean, there's something about leadership that certain players just have. They're natural leaders. And as we saw 2 years ago when John Beeson came to the New York Giants,
he brought that type of leadership. We're going to take a timeout when we come back here on the program. We're going to dive a little bit into the Giants on the offensive side of the ball because Victor Cruz is back and looking pretty good. Plus, we're going to have our moments of the day, and we're going to hit you up on a question via Twitter as well. All that and much, much more as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on MSG Plus. It's time for our moments of the day here in Giants Training Camp Live. This was a good moment for Tevin Wade. He gets the interception on a Ricky Stanzi throw. So we'll chalk that one up to Wade and the nice interception. And Eli Manning, guess what? I like to throw it to Odell Beckham Jr. You know why? Because he catches everything and he takes it for touchdowns. As we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live here on MSG. Well, Odell Beckham Jr., in his second year with the Big Blue, and obviously set all kinds of records last year. So we asked him how important it is to get through camp in 2015 and get a lot of work in that he didn't last year.
It's very important, just as far as being there and going through this stuff with your teammates. Like I said before, I'd never missed any practice, never missed any game. So it's always been frustrating having to sit out and sit there and watch people practice, and this being, you know, football being what you love to do, and just have to sit back and just take the back seat. I would definitely rather be out there, barely be able to walk off the field, than have to stand there and watch every single rep.
So what kind of adjustments will he have to make in year number two? Because you know teams have been scheming against him all offseason.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get a lot more attention. I think the biggest thing for him is just don't press. Don't feel like you have to be the human highlight film every single time you touch the football. And I know he's on the cover of Madden, but don't feel like you have to do more than just your job. Those big plays are going to come to him.
Now, it's going to help that Victor Cruz is working his way back, and we saw Victor Cruz out on the practice field today. Pretty good stuff out of Victor Cruz, moving along nicely.
Yeah, Victor looked good. It was good to see him in the slot. You know, he creates a lot of space in those one-on-one coverages. He also sprinkled in a nice little reverse package there. So that's something, a new wrinkle that we haven't really seen a lot of. But good to see Victor out there running fast.
Then you add Reuben Randall to the mix, and you like the addition of James Jones here, too.
Yeah, I tell you what a great pickup for Jerry Reese and the Giants. I can't believe he was on the street, but James Jones comes in here. I saw him the other day. He said, I still got that 4-5 speed. He showed it in the one-on-ones today. He blew by Mike Harris on a go route, a beautiful throw by Eli. And I tell you what, Eli's got to be excited. He has three really explosive receivers.
Maybe some of the most explosive receivers that he's had in his time with the Giants, and he's had some pretty good weapons. Speaking of Victor Cruz, tomorrow night, if you check out Giants Training Camp Live, Victor is going to join us right here on the program. We are out of our allotted time. The first of 20 shows here on MSG. For Sean O'Hara and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Training Camp Live here on your home of the Big Blue, MSG.
NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. Get Ticketmaster verified tickets with NFL Ticket Exchange. The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.